Kevin Hasselberg, Drumheller Dragons.
Kevin, as you get set for your first meeting here in Olds this season, it is Westview Co-op Bike Night, which is out in Drumheller you guys are well aware of as well. Should be a great crowd, and obviously the first meeting between these two teams. What kind of atmosphere are you expecting tonight?
Unless there's more than one bike night from my time in Olds, I don't remember there being more than one bike night. We seem to hit this game every single year, so you know it's going to be loud and crazy and noisy, and it's going to be a kid-filled affair, so that's exciting for the Olds Grizzlies. I think as an organization, these kind of nights are huge for the morale and for the identity and for the culture moving forward in the program. So, you know, it's a privilege to be here in this kind of environment, and we're excited that we can be a part of it.
For the Drumheller Dragons so far this season, just, you know, what kind of grade would you give your team as we, you know, again, make our way towards the 15 to 20 game mark for all teams right now?
If inconsistent is a grade, then that's probably what I give it. You know, we came out really hot and had a great start to the year, and then we hit a pretty big slump, and, you know, now we're playing 500 hockey. So it's taken a little longer this year. I think it's traditional for our program to have those highs and lows, and it's not something that we want to do, but it's what we're in. So, you know, we had a tough loss last night in Camrose, and we want to correct that tonight here in Olds.
Yeah, Camrose and the Grizzlies haven't matched up particularly well this season. Camrose has come here and jumped on them early, and then last weekend Grand Prairie gets out of here with their one win on the trip, but you guys did have a defeat over them. So when teams haven't played, you kind of look at similar opponents and see how things are going. How do you feel the Kodiaks matched up with you guys in the last two games?
I think we've seen two different teams play, not from the Kodiak perspective, but, you know, obviously they ramped their game up after, you know, play was tilted in our direction the first time we played them a couple weeks ago, and then last night, you know, obviously it tilted more in their direction, and you know, we were fortunate to come out with a 3-0 lead going into the third period, but you know, just the way that game went and the mistakes that were being made, the inconsistencies in our performance, you know, we let that one slip away. So again, that's part of the learning process, and you go through these not to kill you, but to make you stronger. So our guys have been resilient through all of it, and we wake up and we get back up and get back to work the next day, and I have no doubt the guys are going to do the same thing today.
You bet. Wyatt, you'll not in your lineup tonight. Nick McLennan wearing the C there. Just walk us through your leadership group for this season and, you know, what you expect of that group.
I think it's really important when you're going through these highs and lows as a hockey team that your leadership really takes that opportunity to establish itself. And Nick did a great job last night. You know, we get scored on twice with an empty net as well and go down 5-3. And there was no quitting him. And he took the team and put him on his back, went out there and gave us a chance to tie it up, you know, assisting on a goal that was a really nice goal. So, you know, Nick leads the way, and he's surrounded by some other very influential leaders in the dressing room that are highly looked upon as role models to a young roster. And, you know, at different points in the season, they're all going to be needed to bring out the best qualities of themselves to lead the team. And I think that's the uniqueness of our leadership group, is they all have those special qualities, and we're going to lean on them moving forward.
You bet. What have you got in your goaltending tandem for this season with Sean and Brandon?
It's the first local in a long time that's made the roster, and we couldn't be more excited. With Sean, obviously it's his third and final year of junior hockey with us. He hasn't had a bad night. You know, and you know, Willie's somebody that we've been working with for 3 or 4 years now already before he made the team as a first-year player this year. You know, and he attacks the game. So both of our goaltenders are attacking goaltenders, both with unique styles, but we feel we've got two of the best in the league, and we're excited moving forward with them.
You bet. You'll be shooting against another local from out in Three Hills in Corbin Sanderman tonight. Obviously, we've been tracking his career since he was bantam drafted by Everett, and are happy to have him here in Olds tonight. What do you need to do to get a chance to score on Sanderman?
I think we just got to keep the game simple. We got to get traffic. I don't think there's goaltenders in this league that aren't able to stop the puck when they can see it. So, you know, I think we got to get our feet moving. We got to put some pace to the game, and more important than anything, we just got to play our game.
You bet. You're also taking on two of the players of the week this week, and Sam Jung-Milano, who had back-to-back hat tricks last weekend, and Ryder Riedel from down the road in Didsbury, who's had a point in all the games he's played so far for Olds this season. How do you slow down their offense?
Well, they got some swagger, you know, and being that it's a team that, you know, is in a rebuild mode, if you want to call it that, you know, starting at the ownership group and all the way down through their leadership group. So, you know, they're playing loose. They're playing free on the ice. And, you know, when you have that peace of mind and you're able to just play, you can do some pretty cool things out there. And I think that's what you're seeing in those players. You know, Sam's been through the grind as a young junior hockey player, you know, developing his game at the junior B level before he made his presence here in Olds. So he's done it the right way. And I think he's being rewarded for that. And it's good to see. And it's also really good to see some local talent shine in a Grizzly uniform. I think that's the right direction for this hockey team. And it's good that they can celebrate those small victories.
You bet. Well, keep her going, Kevin. Always great talking with you.
Likewise. Thanks, Gail.